This is program number LW2720. Well, it wasn't a serious auto accident, but it did knock the guy out. Hi, this is Larry West. It happened way out in the country where they didn't have a ready ambulance service close by. Two or three cars stopped to see if they could help, and they found the unconscious driver. After checking to see if any bones were broken, they picked him up and put him in the back seat of a car and rushed him to the nearest place where they could stretch him out on a bed. The place happened to be a gasoline station. Now, there was a cot in the back, and while the two concerned citizens were carrying the unconscious guy inside, he woke up and looked up. Then he began to scream and yell, "Oh, no, don't take me here." Puzzled, his rescuers looked up to see what he had been staring at. Then they understood. The light behind the S had burned out in the shell sign. You know, hell is a place that I don't want to go to either. You know, we make jokes about the place. We use the four-letter word so often these days that it's now a part of what we have come to call normal conversation. And you know, what that really does is it tells us that, why, if there is such a place as hell, it's not really all that serious, all that hot. Of course, those who would have you to believe that it's not all that bad are those who have never been there. To find out the truth about it, what you need to do is to go to the one who's been there and ask him. In the Bible, God tells about a guy who found out for himself. He's the man with no name, one the Bible describes simply as the rich man. The Bible says the rich man died and was buried. In hell, he was in torment. Try to tell that guy that hell is a great big joke. I think you'd have a hard time getting a laugh out of him. He looked up and saw Abraham far away with Lazarus by his side. Now, Abraham and Lazarus were in heaven. Well, the rich man called to him and said, "Father Abraham, have pity on me and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue." Why? "Because," he said, "I am in agony in this fire." If there's one place I don't want to go to, it's hell. You know, God wrote that story. I mean, after all, he's the only one who could tell us what it's like after death. God wrote that story just to clue us in on how real, how awful hell really is. It's just as real as the rain, just as hot as the sun. But the good thing about God is you don't have to go to his hell. One day, and this is another true story, when Vice President Calvin Coolidge was presiding over the Senate, one senator angrily told another right there on the Senate floor to go straight to hell. Well, the senator was offended and went and complained to Coolidge, the presiding officer. Coolidge looked up from the book he'd been leafing through while listening to the debate between those two senators, and as cool as he could say it, he said, "Well, I've been looking through the rule book here," and he said, "you don't have to go." Look through the rule book, God's rule book, the Bible. You'll find that when it comes to hell, you too don't have to go. God has made a way out. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. And the death the Bible talks about there really is the hell, the real one, the well-stoked, white-hot hell served by technicians of the first order, the one that burns with a good, hard, coal fire and has plenty of draft. That's the one the Bible is talking about. It says the wages of sin is hell. But it goes on to say that there is a way out. It says the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. You don't have to go. God's made a way out. Now, the Bible says many will be destroyed and few will escape. But the choice is ours. Hell? You don't have to go. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course designed to help you understand the rule book, the Bible, the map to heaven. The Bible course is yours free. It's called "For God So Loved You." Write me for it in care of this address: Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.